In this exercise, I invite you to close your eyes and concentrate on my voice. If at some point you realize that you're distracted, simply notice what thought distracted you, let it be, and notice yourself choosing to refocus on my voice. Start by focusing on your breathing for a few moments. Try to notice how the air goes in and comes out of your nose. Allow yourself to take a deep breath and notice how your chest and belly swell up. Notice the rhythm of your breathing without trying to alter it. Your only goal at this time is to observe it. Notice how the air enters up like a balloon, swelling up in your chest and belly. And how it goes out again afterwards, deflating. Notice how that feeling comes and goes. You are simply choosing to notice it, without doing anything about it. Just notice that it is a feeling that you have had at this time, and it is not necessary for you to try to change it. Next, allow yourself to feel the sensations of your body. Notice whether the place you are sitting or lying down is soft or hard. You choose to notice the sensation produced in your body without trying to alter it. Focus your attention on the fact that you can just do it without judging whether the sensation is pleasant or unpleasant. Also notice the position of your arms and your hands and where they are supported. Choose not to judge whether they are in a proper or improper position. Simply allow yourself to be aware of where they are and the feelings that are produced without trying to change them. Now I invite you to contemplate the thoughts that come to mind. Notice what thought visits you right now. Anything that comes to your mind is okay. And imagine that you have a balloon in your hands and you write that thought that you are having at this very moment on its surface. Simply notice that the thought is now on the balloon and watch it. Allow yourself not to choose to fight it, not to argue with it, not to push it. Realize that you're capable of simply observing that written thought. And I invite you to choose to release it and let it float freely up into the air. Notice that you've let the balloon with the thought float up into the air. And look at what other thoughts appear in your mind. Notice that you can choose to put that thought on the balloon. See how the thought is now on the balloon, and you are choosing to look at it and not confront it. And realize this: who is having this thought? Who is choosing what to do with it? And who is capable of observing all that? And now just let yourself drop the balloon and let it float freely into the air. Now notice what other thoughts come to mind. Just notice this and write a word that summarizes it onto the balloon. Notice who has chosen that word, who has summarized it, and notice who is choosing here and now to contemplate that thought without opposing it. What do you choose to do now? Stay focused on that thought, or give way to another thought and keep practicing? Notice yourself making that choice, and see what other thoughts appear in your mind. Simply write a word that summarizes your thought on the balloon. Notice who has put that thought there, and who is choosing to observe it without doing anything about it, and without judging whether this is good or bad. We continue with the exercise, but instead of the thought that comes to your mind, give yourself permission to think of the thoughts that often lead you to begin mulling things over. Take a few seconds to imagine a recent moment or situation, perhaps today, perhaps yesterday, or even last week, in which you had one of those thoughts that lead you to get entangled and fight with them. Allow yourself to remember where you were. Was someone else there? What began to happen that made you begin to get entangled with your thoughts? Take a look at what seems to have been the thought with which you started to get entangled. Notice that you can choose to put that written thought on the balloon and watch it. Do you choose to do that, or do you prefer to be entangled, fighting and arguing with the thought? Notice yourself choosing to leave it on the balloon and contemplate the thought without doing anything else about it. Imagine yourself choosing to do this. Where could it lead you? What important thoughts could you manage to do? What important things could you manage to do? And what could you do over the course of a year? Or 5 years? Now I invite you to imagine another recent situation or a moment in which you've become entangled and mulling things over. Where are you? How did you get here? Who else is there? And what starts to happen? Take a look at what seems to have been the thought that started to entangle you. At this point, I invite you to leave that thought on the balloon and to notice if this allows you to see it without reacting to it or fighting it. Notice yourself choosing to put it on the balloon. Contemplate the thought written on the balloon without doing anything else. Which alternative would you choose? Would you choose to fight the thought, or weaken it, let it be, and focus on what is important to you to do at that moment? Allow yourself for a moment to think about all the thoughts and emotions that you've had throughout your lifetime. and allow yourself to think of every thought you will have in the future, from this weekend to the next month, the next year, 5 years, 10 or 20 years. Realize that all these thoughts are yours and they are only a momentary part of you. And notice how, throughout your life, some thoughts have given way to others and some emotions have given way to others. Notice how all the thoughts and emotions are transient. They're momentary, and that you can choose the weight that you want to give to them. You can choose to give them weight by fighting them, arguing with them, trying to eliminate them or escape from them, or you can simply release them and let them be, floating in the air, sometimes going and other times coming, while you do the things that are important to you. Notice finally that letting go of thoughts and emotions, setting them free as you did with the balloons, and focusing on what is important is a skill that can be learned, just like you learn to ride a bicycle. If at some point you fall, or you start to fight your thoughts and emotions, it doesn't matter. You've fallen many times. The only thing that matters is your determination to learn and to let them be and do what you can to enrich your life. Finally, I'd like to allow yourself for a moment to remember all the thoughts you've had since we started this exercise. Consider that collection of thoughts that you've had and realize that each one of them is yours. And now I'd like to bring you back to your surroundings by once again allowing yourself to feel the sensations in your body. You choose to notice the sensation produced in your body without trying to alter anything. Focus your attention on the fact that you can just do this without judging whether any sensation is pleasant or unpleasant. And come back to your breathing for a few moments. Try to notice how the air goes in and goes out of your nose. Allow yourself to take a deep breath and notice how your chest and belly swell up. Notice the rhythm of your breathing without trying to alter anything. The goal again is just to observe this. My voice will cease at the end of the exercise. You can choose to stop, or you can continue focusing on your breathing and body sensations for a while longer.